This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. I'm T. Xiao Yik. For people with type 2 diabetes, weight loss is crucial to control blood glucose levels. However, making changes to the diet can be extremely challenging. A study in Malaysia looked at the effect of applying a culturally adapted nutrition algorithm as well as motivational counselling in helping people with diabetes to achieve weight loss and glucose control. Joining me on the line is dietitian Professor Dr. Winnie Chi, one of the principal investigators of the Malaysian study. Good afternoon, Professor Winnie. Only 16.4% of patients with type 2 diabetes adhere to the dietary regimen provided by dietitians. What are the challenges they face?
Okay, I think the 16.4% that you mentioned are people who self, this was a survey done under the diabetes registry, and they self-declared whether they are following the advice or not, and it is a huge problem, 80% not really adhering. I think one of the key challenges that most Malaysians, even if you don't have diabetes, face is the abundance of food and the variety of food in our environment, you know. And the second thing is also the willpower to actually stick to something and make it a habit.
Going to the study now, what were the outcomes that were observed?
Okay, so if I can explain very quickly, in this study, we actually put on, like what you mentioned, we had a group of patients that we gave them a structured lifestyle intervention. So it is not something that is out of what they normally eat, but we teach them how to eat healthy, and we also give them meal plans and an exercise regime, and they come and see the dietitian on a monthly basis and also see the physicians. So what we found was when they're given a structure to follow, these patients actually achieve 5 to 8% of weight loss within 6 months, and they also achieve up to a 1% drop in their what we call HbA1c levels, which are an indicator for us to know whether you have good blood sugar control or not. Now, the results we saw is quite remarkable because the drop in blood sugar control is almost similar to what you would see with a drug, with a medication. They still took their normal diabetes medication, and what we also saw was most of the patients were taking more than one medication, probably like 2 oral tablets. And with the intervention, when they started losing weight and they started having better control of diabetes, the doctors actually have to take off one of the medication. And there was no need to increase their medication as compared to a control group that went through a usual care.
Professor Winnie, the study used a transcultural diabetes-specific nutrition algorithm. Can you explain what the transcultural aspect means?
Okay. So basically, the transcultural algorithm is actually something that is being initiated by a group of physicians from the U.S., and they went around globally to put together nutrition guidelines for diabetes patients in terms of adapting it to the local culture. So what we did in Malaysia was we had a team of physicians, dietitians, diabetes educators who got together, and we looked at our local guidelines about medical nutrition therapy for diabetes, and we put it up in the form of an algorithm. So the doctors would screen the risk, and if they are of high risk, then we put them into lifestyle intervention along with their medication and also advice about diet and advice about exercise. So it was in an algorithm format. And then we produced toolkits, materials to help the patients to follow. And these are like meal plans. And in these meal plans, we adapt it to the local culture so they can have local foods, healthy foods choices. We teach them how to do that. But we also incorporated what we call a meal replacement. So these are diabetes-specific formula that they take either one or twice a day to replace replace their meals. So, for example, if we have someone who would like to replace their lunch because there are lack of healthy food choices out there, they decide to take a diabetes-specific formula instead, and then in the evening they can have their normal meal, healthy meals at home.
Professor Winnie, thank you very much for that explanation. I've been speaking to dietitian Professor Dr. Winnie Chi, one of the principal investigators of this Malaysian study looking at dietary interventions in people with type 2 diabetes. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Doctor in the House was brought to you by AIA Vitality, a health program that rewards your healthy choices. This program is presented by AIA, a real life company.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.